Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres.
Grandpa comes upon una jipa en pelota. Grandma Cuca was en el portal limpiando frijoles one evening. As she cleaned the beans for dinner, Canutito was busy jugando con su trompo in the patio. Grandma Cuca watched the little boy trying to do all kinds of fancy tricks with his top. Mire, Grandma, said the little boy proudly. I can make my top dance around and around just by pulling the string. Now, it just looks like it's standing still on its very tip.
Sí, exclaimed Grandma Cuca. When the trompa looks like it is standing still, it is called dormido, because it looks like it is asleep.
Canutito looked at his trompo and said, Well, it might be dormido, but it certainly isn't snoring.
Not only is the trompa dormido, continued Grandma Cuca, whenever mud freezes in the winter time, it is also said to be dormido. Now, if you want to hear a toy snoring, you have to listen to a run-run.
Canutito just shook his head. He still couldn't understand just how mud could fall asleep, and he had even less of an idea of just what a run-run was. As he was busy trying to figure it all out, Grandpa Caralampio rushed up to the porch, all out of breath. He fell into the sieta by Grandma Cuca and looked around as if he was in shock.
¿Qué pasa, viejo?
Asked Grandma Cuca of him.
Parece como que has visto un ghost.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say que era un ghost, Cuca,
started Grandpa Caralampio, choosing his words carefully.
Pero sí, me deslumbré.
Grandma Cuca put down her bowl of beans and looked at him intently.
¿Qué pasó?
She asked him, now becoming curious.
Pues, you know that tanquecito by the acequia where I water las vacas? He asked.
She nodded patiently, remembering where the pond was.
Well, said Grandpa, continuing his tale, when I was pasando near it on my way home, I heard a splashing sound coming from it. At first I thought it was a trucha grande jumping into the air, trying to catch jejenes. Pero then I heard some singing coming from the agua también.
What was it, Grandpa? Asked Canutito, sidling up to him. Was it a mermaid? Was it La Llorona?
No, mijo, it wasn't a sirena,
answered Grandpa, now beginning to breathe more normally again. I sneaked up to the edge of el tanquecito de regar, and there was una jipa en pelota, swimming around in there.
Oh, Grandpa, Canutito said, somewhat puzzled. ¿Qué es una jipa en pelota?
Oh, tú sabes, mijo,
returned Grandpa Caralampio. Es una female hippie, and this one just happened to be naked as nature.
Canutito remembered that once he had heard his grandparents talking about a long time ago when un bunch of the long-haired people called Los Hippies had come to Taos. The people used to be real scared of them porque they thought that they were comunistas or something awful. Pero it had turned out they were just regular gente like everyone else. No más que sometimes they went swimming in las acequias. All en pelotos. Now it was Grandma Cuca who spoke up sharply.
And what did you do when you saw a la jipa en pelota swimming in el tanque, eh?
Pues, tú sabes, Cuca, replied Grandpa Caralampio somewhat apologetically. I took off running here as fast as I could.
Oh, sí,
Grandma Cuca chided him.
Y tú sí eres de esos. You probably hid in las jaritas, watching her and getting a real eye full. Ya sé cómo eres.
No, honest, Cuca,
Grandpa Caralampio tried to defend himself.
I made the sign of La Santa Cruz quickly and I ran back here before I could see, before she could see me.
Snorted Grandma Cuca, and she stormed into la casa with her charola de frijoles and left Grandpa Caralampio on the porch. Shortly afterwards, Canutito followed her into the house. Grandma, he began, do you think que la jipa en pelota kinda scared Grandpa?
Sí, mijo,
she replied.
I think it's been a long time since your Grandpa had seen anything done as scary as that.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.